Proclamation number 4060 of 9th of June, 1947. Conditions for the working of the Spirit. God connectedness through love. You can receive knowledge from all fields if you so desire and allow yourselves to be instructed by the voice of the Spirit. But the condition is that you first fulfill what I demand of you, what is made known to you through my servants. That you thus accept my teaching of love and act accordingly. This is the prerequisite for then also penetrating deep knowledge. If you receive the same knowledge through human instructions without first working with love, you will not know what to do with it. You will also not be able to pass it on to your fellow human beings in a living way. For since it has not yet found its way into your heart yourselves, you lack both the gift of speaking about it as well as the zeal of inner conviction, and it will remain entirely ineffective in the ears of those who listen to it unless the required working with love makes the listener able to receive the wisdom with heart and intellect. Then my Spirit will work as in those persons. He will be instructed by the Spirit within himself, albeit through the mouth of the one who is full of understanding himself for what he passes on. The right attitude towards me, towards my commandments, is the basic condition in order to have truthful knowledge, no matter in which way and in which form it is offered. And therefore, these proclamations, which are conveyed to people from the spiritual kingdom as mental spiritual knowledge, can never be examined by a person who lacks the main thing, the bond with God through love. A just examination and a just judgment irrevocably necessitates the working of the Spirit, and my Spirit only works where all influence on the part of the adversary is eliminated, where the divine spiritual spark establishes the connection with the eternal Father Spirit, which is only possible by shaping oneself into love. In every situation of life the human being can shape himself into love, and therefore every human being can also let his spirit become effective, yet the reception of spiritual knowledge must also be practiced. Otherwise the voice of the Spirit cannot be heard, just as the thoughts must be paid attention to if the Spirit cannot express itself audibly. It is not a language of the world which the Spirit speaks, they are words of light and love, words which convey realization, profound knowledge and purest truth and which express God's great love, which a good father speaks to his children. And thus the heart has to accept these words, for the intellect alone can certainly receive the content but never grasp its depth, because the divine word has to be felt, not merely heard. And this is a matter of the heart, otherwise God's love cannot be recognized and thus cannot become effective either. The human heart is the seat of feeling, i.e., the soul communicates to the body through the heart and equally the spirit also wants to express itself through the heart. The spirit intervenes in the soul's life of feeling and thus likewise wants to be heard by the body. It wants, as it were, to unite with the soul for the same activity. It wants to draw the soul over into the spiritual kingdom and also make the body submissive to its will. And therefore the human being must help in this unification of the body with the soul. He must want to be given to by the Spirit within himself, to be instructed, and do everything in order to hear the voice, which is only possible when he has shaped his soul through an unselfish life of love such that it now leans more towards the Spirit than the body, that it is driven by the heart to desire light and love, so that its desire will now be fulfilled. For this is the condition that the gifts of the Spirit are desired. The intellect alone, however, will certainly examine or judge but never be influenced by feeling. The intellect alone demands evidence which cannot be produced in spiritual truths, but the heart is content and lets its feeling pass for an evidence and will therefore judge more reliably and correctly and recognize truth as truth. It therefore possesses an ability which the intellect cannot claim. And thus it is understandable that the results of the working of the spirit can only be judged correctly if the examiner himself consults the spirit within himself and if he makes himself worthy of its expressions, i.e., fulfills all conditions which earn in the working of the spirit. For then his knowledge will also become profound and extensive and all relations will become clear to him which he would never be able to fathom by merely thinking intellectually. For God hides himself from people who are still distant from him so that they will come to him and appeal for his help, so that they will call upon him for enlightened thinking. For this call comes from the heart and will also result in what is helpful for the soul to unite with its spirit. The heart will be allowed to receive love and grace and never come away empty-handed if it opens itself through heartfelt prayer to God, who will always hear it. Amen.